This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In an interview on ABC's News this week with George Stephanopoulos, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen again warned of the consequences nationally and globally if U.S. Congress does not raise the nation's debt ceiling. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias tells us that U.S. President Joe Biden is expecting to meet with congressional leaders of both parties this week.
Democrats have been pressing for the debt ceiling to be lifted without preconditions. Republicans demand federal spending be cut. Senator James Lankford shared his expectations for the meetings on ABC's This Week program.
Everyone knows that there's areas of waste in government. We should actually sit down and be able to talk about it and say, what are the priorities? How are we going to spend on those priorities and to make sure that we're realigning?
President Biden has so far refused to negotiate with Republicans on the debt ceiling, insisting it be raised without conditions, as has been done dozens of times under presidents of both parties in the past.
Mexico's government says over 2,000 migrants were kidnapped by smuggling gangs and drug cartels in 2022, as authorities mounted a successful search for 10 Colombians abducted in North Mexico this week. This news comes as the U.S. prepares for an influx of migrants at its border with Mexico as pandemic-era restrictions are set to expire. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says President Biden should have kept the tighter immigration restrictions that former President Donald Trump had.
We have to relieve the congestion in the small communities and bus them to larger communities, by the way, communities that are sanctuary cities.
Illegal crossings tumbled after President Joe Biden announced asylum restrictions in January, but they've risen since mid-April. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's top national security aide has met with Saudi Arabia's crown prince amid long-standing tensions between the White House and the kingdom. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
The state-run Saudi press agency acknowledged the meeting Sunday night between Jake Sullivan and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah, the Red Sea port city, now at the heart of seaborne evacuations from the fighting in Sudan. The state news report says only the men reviewed quote-unquote strategic relations in a meeting that included other American officials. Later, Sullivan took part in a meeting with the Crown Prince and national security advisors from India and the neighboring United Arab Emirates. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The Arab League on Sunday readmitted Syria after more than a decade consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral.
Syria's readmission follows a Jordanian initiative laying out a roadmap for ending the conflict in Syria. It would address the issues of refugees, missing detainees, drug smuggling, and Iranian militias in the country. Syria's membership was suspended in 2011 after a crackdown on protests against Assad led to civil war. The war cost hundreds of thousands of lives, led to millions fleeing the country, and left the economy in ruins. The United States criticized Syria's readmission to the group while raising questions about Assad's willingness to resolve the issues resulting from the civil war.
Officials say a double-decker boat carrying more than 30 passengers capsized off a beach in southern India on Sunday night. More than 22 people, including children, died. A police officer said more bodies were expected to be recovered from inside the vessel. Four people in critical condition were in a hospital. The dead included children who had come for a ride on the boat during their school vacation. It's not clear what caused a tourist boat to overturn in a coastal town in Kerala State's district. Indonesian officials say they freed 20 of their nationals who were trafficked to Myanmar as part of a cyber scam amid an increase in human trafficking cases in Southeast Asia. Indonesia's Foreign Affairs Ministry said in a statement Sunday that its embassy in Yangon, with help from local networks, had managed to release the victims from a township and brought them to the Thai border. Officials said fake recruiters had offered the victims high-paying jobs in Thailand, but instead trafficked them to perform cyber scams for crypto websites or apps. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.